Next case, please.
The next case is number 11,978, Stephen Conway, seeking variances from the front yard setback, sections 115-42 and 115-182 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located at the northeast side of Chippewa Avenue, approximately 570 feet north of North Avenue. The 911 address is 28339 Chippewa Avenue, Millsboro. The zoning district is general residential. The tax map is District 234, Map 34, Parcel 81, Lot 6694.
Okay, again, I will open up the meeting for any discussion on this case.
What was the purpose of this table for? What did he say? Why was it?
Yeah,
look at it. Why do we table it? I can't remember right now.
I don't think anybody was ready to make a decision
on that.
Yeah, it just had stalled to be.
And
time.
No, I got nobody against it. Nobody was for it, right?
Yep.
No, but it was created by the applicant.
Yeah.
Because he built it. He got a building permit, but he built it.
After
in the setback.
Yes.
So you know he knew. Then he said he couldn't find one of the markers, and then they found it, and that's what messed him up. But
I think he also assumed that it was from the road.
From the property, I think he did.
But the builder should have named.
I thought he did his own building.
No, he had a builder.
He had a builder do it. That's right.
Okay.
A lot of time the builders don't know either, though.
That's true.
Should do, but I mean, you know, you ask the guys that own the property on, he can say from my road, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we run into that, that's for sure. Further discussion? If not, if the board is ready to vote, I'll entertain a motion.
So we deny this, he'd take part of the deck off, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes. He'll have to remove it.
3 feet?
Yep.
It's 25 foot?
I think it's 25.
30.
He has to take 8 feet, 8.2 on one side and 7.6 on
the other.
Side.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's only a 10-foot deck.
10-foot deck.
So yeah, he'd have to pretty much remove it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
At least the covering of it.
Right.
The what?
At least the covering of it, which is tied into the roof.
But he could have the deck, but not the roof over it, correct?
Yeah. I don't know if he can have the whole deck.
And encroach 5 feet.
Yeah, 5 feet. So there's part of that deck would have to be removed, but.
Was there neighbors in favor? I don't think there was anyone in opposition.
No. Anybody.
Yeah.
Wasn't anybody. I didn't have anything going.
Nobody.
I don't think it would affect the character of the neighborhood.
I really can't see tearing it off.
There was a letter of, let's see, there was a letter delivered the evening of the hearing from Riverdale Park LLC regarding the variance request.
Is that in the record, or was that?
It was. We received it on the 19th.
Okay.
It was hand-delivered by the applicant.
Okay, gotcha.
It's the landlord of the rented lot. They support Mr. Conway's request, as does his brother, Judge Ken Clark Jr., an adjoining property owner. They feel that the request enhances the beauty and value of the residence and would place the house in greater conformity with the other properties located on the street. They have no opposition to his request.
And that was received the night of the
hearing? That was the night of the hearing, correct.
Okay, thank you.
So improvement in the property contributing to the betterment of other properties could be considered uniqueness of the property, I think. It's a front porch, so mm-hmm. otherwise developed. Well, we couldn't otherwise develop the front porch, that's for sure. I think that, I don't know, I kind of felt like, you know, it was perhaps ignorance on his part, not being negative there, but maybe suggesting not created by the applicant. I think the letter states that, you know, it wouldn't alter the central character of the neighborhood in a minimum to afford relief. So if there's no other motion, I'd make a motion to approve it based on that.
Excuse me. Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Yeah, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11,978. All those in favor of the motion? Again, Mr. Workman.
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Ms. McGee.
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Mills.
Aye, for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Galloway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 4-0, case number 11,978 is approved. Gentlemen, that's all of our old business. Now we'll move on to this evening.